Voice acting in video games.
What are some of the greats?
What's among the worst?
Let's get those cogs turning.
Tell us things, Derp. I heard you got sick.
I did. So if you guys are wondering why it wasn't every other week, well, one, we had an extra life, which we'll get into a little bit. And two, I had the COVIDs. So yeah, it's been about a month since our last episode. Unfortunately,
Boo. We're
sorry, guys. Yes.
I'm sorry about the COVIDs.
You know, I realized it probably wouldn't have been as bad as I got it either. Because I also wasn't taking my anxiety med, so my head was caving in on itself, me not realizing it, that I hadn't taken it in a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Because I was sick. So, yeah, I had that on top of the sickness, so, oh, well. I'm better now.
You are better now?
I'm better now.
Did you lose your sense of smell or taste?
Not my taste, but I lost my smell, which kind of affected my taste in a way, because usually you smell to taste, and it was weird. I lost my smell completely, though.
That happened to me a year ago, and you know me, I love to eat, and when you can't taste what you're eating, you kind of freak out.
I half lost my taste. I was still able to taste, but it was weird not having the smell sensation.
Yeah, I can relate. It's not fun, but I'm...
But it's back now, and I can smell all I want.
Excellent. I'm glad you're feeling better. You had me worried, but now I can worry no more.
Yep, I'm good.
Extra Life. Extra Life 2021 is in the books. Everybody streamed. Including you!
I did just stream this last weekend, but yes, Extra Life.
Yeah, Extra Life. So as of right now, as of this this podcast, Team TMNT, aka Teaming Together, that is our Extra Life team name, we have raised over $8,792.
Woo! Woo! In other words, that's the exact number, not over.
Oh, yeah. So we raised over $8,000, over $8,500
yeah,
grand.
Yeah, we beat our last year's. Our last year's was $8,417, which was actually beaten Saturday night by Cogsy, who is our new team member this year, and he wrecked it doing over $2,000 himself.
Yeah, he streamed over 20 hours, and it was his first charity stream. What a beast.
Yep.
That's
he
amazing.
He did a damn good job.
He did a great job. That was fantastic. What a way to come out from like, boom, here you go, I got you. I was like, all right, well, we're helping a lot of kids, that's for sure.
Yeah. So after he was done, we were $60 over last year's on Saturday.
Nice.
When he finished.
And then now that you got over the COVIDs, you were able to stream.
Yep. And I didn't hit gold, but that's okay. We were still well over.
Absolutely.
And there was a couple milestones that are going to be had. One of which was whoever was the highest donor on my stream gets to pick my next hair color.
Yeah.
And it was blue. Imagine that.
I was the highest donor. See, I'm glad I spent that extra $10 to make you eat a sandwich and hot sauce.
Which Yes, I devoured most of it, like 3/4 of a sandwich to show what Blue or how Blue eats.
Which is basically fast. I inhale food.
Yeah.
He tried. It was a pretty accurate impression. I was a fan.
Yeah, and then Omega made a gif out of it.
He did. It was fantastic. And I definitely want to use that gif in our future streams for alerts. I will say, when it came to my streaming Extra Life, this is the most I've ever streamed. Like, I did multiple streams. We played golf, we played Zelda Triforce Heroes on a modded 2DS with Arcanian and Omega at the same time, and then we also did a Zelda randomizer and a Super Metroid randomizer. I went all out this year, and it was fantastic. And I raised the most money I've ever raised, and this was my fourth year. I did 800.
Did you get 800? Did your mom donate or somebody donate?
One of my friends did, yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, no, so no, I'm up to 800 on the dot. And I was like, all right, this is dope.
Kick ass, dude.
So more kids getting help. So everybody who donated, thank you very much for helping the kids. And
for the younglings.
Yes, for the younglings. For the younglings. And we love doing this. We do this every year. Derp, you've been doing this for what, 7 years?
I have 7 years on the marks because I didn't do 1 year.
Okay.
And so technically the eighth year, but I didn't do it 1 year.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, this is my fourth, and I don't plan on stopping. I'm going to do this every year.
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right. So yeah, Extra Life was a success. Thank you, everybody.
Yes, it was good. It was good funds. Though we do technically still have two things we need to do.
Yeah, we were talking about doing a group stream, playing golf with your friends for everybody who's on the team.
If they can join in, we still need to do that before the end of the year.
Yep.
And House of Ashes.
Yes, Derp and I were planning on playing House of Ashes, but Derp got sick and we couldn't do it.
I got sick. Everything's my fault, okay, guys?
Hey,
it's all my fault.
It's not your fault.
It's not your fault. What? It's not your fault. I know. It's not your fault. I know. No, Stewie. It's not your fault. Don't do this to me, man. Not you, man. It's not your fault. Screw you. Cut it out, man. It's not your fault. Why is it so hard? I didn't know it was going to be so hard.
It's Kevin's fault.
We will play House of Ashes. We will stream that, and it will be great.
It doesn't technically need to be Extra Life, but it's a tradition that we've kind of started the past 3 years.
Yeah, so we've streamed both of them since they came out, and they're fun games. So we'll get to it. We'll figure out a time.
Has there anything else been going on?
Like,
it's been a month, dude. We gotta catch up on what we've been doing, at least.
It has been a month. I've been trying to think of what I'm gonna start streaming after Extra Life's over, and I did. And I started making promo videos to hype up my next game. It is Onimusha Dawn of Dreams. Onimusha, Dawn of Dreams. Onimusha 4. I was supposed to stream this during Summer of Sequels, but I had to cut that event short because I ended up moving. So at some point, I was like, all right, I'll play it. So I was like, wait a minute.
Nearly a year and a half later.
Yeah, like I was able to play Soul Reaver at the beginning of the year because there was only two games left of Summer of Sequels that I planned with Soul Reaver 2 and Onimusha Dawn of Dreams. I did Soul Reaver 2 in January of this year, and I'm like, wait, I gotta finish Summer of Sequels with one more game, and I'm gonna end the year with that last one. So what I've been doing is I've been hyping up this game by doing a previously on Onimusha video segment on YouTube.
Go check it out. Go watch all of it.
It's my old streams. Like, I streamed Onimusha 1 in 2017, my first year of streaming. Going back to those old streams was kind of trippy. Like, you could see how...
Your uncomfort level?
Well, by the time I was streaming those, my comfort level was getting better. But it was... I don't know. It's so weird going back in time. It's almost like a video journal, and you just see your younger self. I had a full beard when I played Onimusha 1, and I'm like...
Yeah, you did.
I'm like, oh, damn. And it was during... it was kind of funny, because I played Onimusha 1 during, like, the day before Christmas Eve. I remember mentioning I was just doing a random night stream, because I had the night off, and we were talking about Christmas, and I'm like, huh, I'm about to play Onimusha 4 during the holidays, too. It seems kind of fitting, so...
Good job. It's the best Christmas game you could ever ask for.
Yep. Every single day, there's going to be a video uploaded on YouTube all the way through this Saturday. There's 7 parts to Onimusha 3, because it's such it's such a cinematic game. I couldn't find anything like... I skipped ahead. I'm like, wait, this person shows up when? I gotta go back. I gotta find out what I missed. Oh shit, I missed a whole level. Onimusha 3 was like the hardest game to work with because there was so much going on. But I figured it out. And now there's 7 parts. That's roughly under 10, 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the episode. So that's what I've been working on in between Extra Life.
Nice.
You, sir, have been getting over the COVIDs, but I know you've been playing video games in between.
Yes, and beating them.
And beating them. That's awesome.
Derp. Beating games. I've been trying to change it up and actually beat games. So right before I got COVID, but after our last Cogcast, I beat Breath Edge.
Nice.
Which is a space simulator open world crafting.
Oh yeah, I remember you mentioning that game in our last Cogcast. It's the one with the chicken, right?
Yes, the invincible chicken.
The invincible chicken. And you showed me a trailer for that. It was pretty cool. So you beat that.
Yeah, I beat it.
Nice.
And it was fun. There's some tedious parts in it, but it was fun. And then I beat Pokemon Shield.
Wow.
I went through all of Pokemon Shield and beat that. Then I beat Cyberpunk 2077.
Like main story?
Main story. And a lot of side content, too.
Nice.
A lot of side content. I got one of the endings on that. I'm working on Kingdom Come Deliverance now.
Yeah, I saw you were playing that earlier.
I'm enjoying it. I did enjoy it on PS4 when I first played it, but load times killed me. I couldn't keep getting into the game because it takes like 10 to 15 minutes to get the game started on PS4. So I've been playing on PC and the load times are great, so I haven't been getting tired of it yet. Yeah, I've been working on beating games, and once I come back to stream this week, I'm going to be beating Scarlet Nexus as fast as I can and moving on to next one. I'm just going to focus on one game, have my one day of PC library streams, and then just play one game until it's done.
I like it. That sounds awesome. I am nearing the completion of Castlevania Harmony of Dissonance on the Switch. I'm absolutely loving it. It's great.
Nice.
I don't know if I told you, but I completed Circle of the Moon.
No, you did. How dare you?
Yeah, I beat Circle of the Moon. I moved on to Dissonance. It's great. I'm flying through it.
Good times. Oh, and I want to make one last comment before we actually officially get started here. I would like all of the people that was at my stream for Extra Life, I would like to let you know, I was healthy the next morning. We did not have any stomachular issues with the hot sauce.
For those of you who are listening, Derp's incentives were to get him to spin the wheel and choose what kind of hot sauce he's going to be consuming. Derp, what kind of hot sauces did you have?
There was a lot of Reaper and Scorpion hot sauce that was consumed.
Yeah, that wheel did not like you.
It didn't. I only had to do one ghost, though.
Yeah?
But that wasn't bad after all the Reaper and, you know, Scorpion.
How was it on the way out? Does it still...
Oh, it was fine. I have the iron stomach, apparently.
Yeah,
the steel gut.
Well, your steel gut's one thing, but what about your bum?
My bum feels great.
With the amount of Frank's Red Hot Sauce that I consumed a few years ago when I was doing those for Extra Life incentives, my ass was on fire!
Fire!
Fire.
Yes, it was fun. They were actually tasty. That Reaper sauce was actually super fucking tasty. But on to the main event.
What is the main event, Derp?
Basically, it's voice acting in video games. What has bad voice acting, but was a great story and a great game? What had good voice acting, was a great game? What had bad voice acting, was a terrible game?
Did you come up with this idea, or was it me?
I think this one was me.
Awesome. So Derp, you get to start us off because you created this rabbit hole. So let's start with the first one. Terrible voice acting, great storytelling. Give me one.
Yeah, I was looking up the list just recently, and there were a few games that triggered in my mind that actually, they have terrible voice acting. So I'm going to bring up a couple. One I actually thought beforehand and one that came up on the list, but Shenmue.
Shenmue.
Shenmue is a great game with a great story and just, it's fun. It's the original Yakuza game.
Yep.
And it has terrible voice acting.
Derp, I want to tell you something. It's on my list too.
Is it?
It is. I put this one on my
list. Is that why
you
were being silent about it when I was
yes,
talking about it?
Because I didn't want to say anything until we started recording, because this is fantastic. So, yeah, Shenmue's on mine, and I've got a quote for you.
Do you know of any shops where sailors might go? Do you know any place where sailors hang out? I'm looking for sailors. Sailors?
I'm looking for sailors.
Do you know anything about the Mad Angels?
No!
No!
It is a great game. It is a great, it has a great story. It's about a son who lost his dad and he's out for revenge. He wants to avenge his father's death. And it's an open world game and you literally can talk to everybody. And, yep. But when you talk to them, they sound so
disconnected.
Yes. That's a great word for it. Disconnected. What's this chick up to? What up, girl?
Excuse me.
Hi there.
Hi.
I'm looking for a guy named Charlie.
Charlie?
He wears a black leather jacket and sunglasses, and has a tattoo on his arm.
I've never seen him. But more importantly, you do have time to come in, right?
No, I'm in a hurry.
Yeah? Do you want...
No, thanks. I'd better go.
Oh, you're so boring.
Slut. You can tell they're talking to each other, but you can tell they're reading lines off of a script.
Yes. It's like they made the script, but said, this is what happens before, but there's no direction for emotion. Just do something.
Do you know the way to Suzume Park?
Go straight up here. Turn right at the corner by the arcade.
I see.
He says that a lot. I bet that was just clipped. Not to mention the racist undertones or overtones. Like, when he's looking for Chinese people, the way he says, hey, can you tell me about Chinese people? And you're like, what the fuck did he just say?
You, son.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, God.
How'd you like your hair today?
I'm not here for a haircut. I came to ask about people from China.
Whoa!
And you are?
I'm Yo Hazuki, of the Hazuki Dojo in Yamanose.
Well, I'm a second generation Chinese, so I don't think I can be of much help.
Maybe they meant your father.
Ooh.
Oh, I see.
Yep. Yep. 100%.
Oh, it's a great game, though. It was a cult classic. I absolutely... love Shenmue. I streamed 1 and 2 on Twitch. We had a blast, and I can't wait to do 3.
Which you still need to finish 3.
Yeah, I actually need to start it. I'm actually looking to stream Shenmue 3 sometime in the new year, so stay tuned on that one. I'm hoping the voice acting in that game is improved, but I also want it to still be cheesy as hell, because that, if it's not, I don't want it to take away from what made the original so great.
What you said.
I mean, I'm even thinking like even Shenmue 2. Every time you're like lifting boxes.
Here!
Okay, unless I tell you otherwise, keep pushing forward!
Sure.
Right! Left! We're putting it down!
Yeah, see, that's great.
terrible voice acting. Good God. It's so bad.
Great storytelling, though. We had a lot of fun.
The game was great.
We had a lot of fun.
But the second one I was going to mention that was actually on my list prior to seeing that list was Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk 2077. The game...
It's got a great story idea. It really does.
Talk about the game that just came out a year ago.
Yes. Cyberpunk 2077. It's great. The voice acting is very mediocre. For the amount of money that's put into it, you expect, top tier. Even from Keanu, you expect top tier. But even Keanu was sort of mediocre as far as his voice acting went in it. Like, he was very monotone for a lot of it.
You know, I am currently playing Cyberpunk. I'm a few hours into it. I've gotten to Johnny Silverhand. He's in my brain, and he talks to me all the time now. And to a degree, I agree with you. I do feel that Keanu Reeves is just like,
Just like me, isn't it? Getting trapped in the brain of Night City's dumbest merc.
What happened?
Look around and connect the dots.
Oh, scabs. Shit! I can't believe I got conned.
So your brain isn't completely fried to a crisp. That's good. Time to wake up, because you're about to be breakfast.
It's like, if he can't portray, like, do the actions in motion himself, his acting doesn't go as far or something. Like, it just his voice acting in general wasn't on the top as his acting is.
I gotcha. Like, compared to a lot of other games, which I know we're going to get to when we do great voice acting, great storytelling, when you compare this game to others, I actually agree. The other games stand out better with their voice acting. Like, the world is believable. When they're talking, it's believable, but I guess I wish they put a little bit more oomph into it, is the way I can describe it.
Yeah. There's just, all the side voice actors aren't all that great, but the story itself would be great, but it would have been told better if the voice acting had been better and had more feeling in it.
Okay. I don't know, maybe the cybernetics that are attached to their brains, you know, maybe it's affecting everyone's speech.
Please, don't give them the benefit of the doubt like you would Bethesda, that it's a feature, not a bug.
I got nothing.
We're Bethesda. We're going to make a game and have a bunch of bugs in it. Then we'll just let the community fix it and make less money from us. We'll make more money if we put less time into it, and then all of the modders can fix our game for us.
And then we own all their mods. All right, Derp. I've got a terrible voice acting, great storytelling game.
What?
Resident Evil.
The first one.
Yep.
Oh, Barry!
That was too close. You were almost a Jill sandwich.
You're right.
What is this?
What is it?
Blood. Jill, see if you can find any other clues. I'll be examining this.
I hope this isn't Chris's blood.
Oh my god. Like when you look at the original Resident Evil, like, it's got its scares, and for its time it was a big deal, but everyone knew the voice acting was horrible, but that was what kind of gave the game its charm, and it got better over the years, but that first game was just... Oh, God, just...
I don't know what happened.
Barry, where's Barry?
Not to mention when Barry finally is like...
Just a moment. I found something.
Just a moment.
What is it?
It's a weapon. It's really powerful, especially against living things. Better take it with you.
But how about you, Barry?
I have this.
Thank you. I'll take this, then.
I have this. It's very powerful.
That's what you say.
No, the voice acting in that game is comical. It's hilarious. It's just bad. When they did the Resident Evil 1 remake on GameCube, night and day difference. They put all sorts of quality on the voice acting in that game. It has its cheesy moments.
All Resident Evil games have to have their cheesy moments.
They have to have a level of cheese. They have to. It's just, it's part of the franchise's charm. But that first entry, man, memorable. Extremely memorable.
Yes.
Great storytelling, great game, great set pieces, great twists, great bosses.
Goddamn the voice acting.
Terrible voices. Can I throw another Resident Evil in there?
No, but yes.
Which one do you think I'm gonna say? For a terrible voice acting, great storytelling, which one do you think I'm gonna say?
I'd honestly probably go with 3 for the reason of Carlos, or Code Veronica for Steve.
I'm going Code Veronica for both Steve...
And Alfred.
And Alfred Ashford, yep. I was thinking 3 because Carlos is like stereotypical over-the-top Spanish, Mexican. I don't know what he's supposed to be in that game, but the rest of the voice acting is great other than Carlos. But when you get somebody like Alfred Ashford who laughs like this...
Welcome, Claire. Consider the area you are in a special playground I have prepared just for you. Please try and keep me amused, and do not disappoint me by dying too soon. I so want to enjoy this.
And I'm like, the fuck? Who the fuck is this guy?
I am Alfred Ashford, commander of this base.
A very memorable game. One of my favorite Resident Evil games in the series. I love it, but when you go to, like, when you get somebody like Steve Birdside, like,
wait, don't shoot.
Who are you?
Huh? You're not a zombie. Well, great. Wait right there. I'm coming over. Sorry about that little misunderstanding, but I thought you were another one of those monsters.
Shut up. Make one wrong move and I'll shoot.
Relax, beautiful. I said I was sorry. My name's Steve.
Or, it was dirty work.
It was dirty work. But this area is now clean.
And I'm just like, what the fuck?
At least, like, I'll be examining this.
It's pretty much, exactly. Like, I love Code Veronica, but Steve, and Alfred Ashford, he's a character, he's his own character, man. He's in his own category. No villain has ever compared to Alfred Ashford, in my opinion, in a video game. not to that scale. So yeah, love the game. Those two people were beyond over the top.
Okay.
What do you got?
We've done this category dead now. Great voice acting, great games.
No, I'm not done.
Oh, you're not done?
I'm not. I thought you had more.
Oh, I don't.
Okay. All right, cool. So here's another one. Silent Hill.
Yeah. Better than Resident Evil.
Really? Harry Mason?
Cheryl? Is that Cheryl? Where are you going? Hey, wait! Stop!
Better than Resident Evil.
Really? Okay.
But still bad.
They still seem disconnected, especially when he's talking to the police officer, Sybil.
Was I dreaming?
How do you feel?
Oh, like I've been run over by a truck. But I'm all right, I guess.
Glad to hear it. You from around here? Why don't you tell me what happened?
Wait a second, I'm just a tourist. I came here for a vacation. I just got here. I don't know what happened. I'd like to find out myself.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a great game. It's phenomenal. But Harry takes me out of the game sometimes when he speaks.
Yeah, I guess. Fine, you're right.
Like, Silent Hill's scary as hell, and the voice acting is over-the-top ridiculous in the original Resident Evil, but Silent Hill is way the fuck scarier than Resident Evil, but when he speaks, there's still that level of, I'm a PS1 game, and I don't know how to put emphasis into my character, but I'll let the game scare the shit out of you. That's kind of what I look at.
Okay, I'll accept that. But when you said, wait, where are you going? All I thought was,
wait, don't shoot.
Close enough.
God damn it, Steve.
I've got two more for terrible voice acting and great games.
Damn. I was thinking we were going to do like two, maybe three games. You're pulling out six or five.
Don't worry. On the other ones, they're smaller.
Okay.
Sonic Adventure.
Yeah. Voice acting is pretty bad in that one.
Sonic Adventure was fantastic. Blew my mind. You could play multiple characters, but when you have to deal with just... Like Sonic's attitude was pretty fun. It was like,
hey, I'll play with you some other time. Come on, you big drip. Where you going?
But when you get like him talking to just about any character, like that rabbit.
Not too bad.
Eggman was over the top, but we expected Dr. Robotnik to be that way.
Robotnik.
He's like the only character in the game who feels like it was he's supposed to sound like that crazy, you know, voice. Mm-hmm.
You know nothing, fool! It's Chaos, the god of destruction!
But when Sonic's talking to Tails, like,
Tails! Now, what am I gonna do with you?
So I'm just like, Jesus Christ, cringe! Cringe!
You're not wrong.
Whoa! That's interesting, but I sure don't care!
I've got one more. Don't hate me, but you might agree with some of it. Final Fantasy X.
Probably shouldn't laugh anymore.
That's all I got. Just Titus, Titus, whatever you want to call him. It's Ratchet from Ratchet and Clank with blonde hair and over the top, like,
Blitzball! I got too close to Sin and my head's all foggy, like. So I don't know where this place is or even where I came from.
Yuna was somewhat believable, but she was kind of like, eh.
Are you okay?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
To scream real loud?
And then Waka was Bender.
Sin's toxin got to you, but you're still alive. Praise be to Yevon.
Bite my shiny metal ass.
It doesn't look so shiny to me.
Shinier than yours, meatbag.
That's okay. The true Bender is always going to be Marcus Fenix from Gears.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Great voice acting in that game, actually. Now that I'm
yeah, great voice acting in Gears.
Lights out. If you can't stand the heat, stay out of my face. Time to be an ammo sponge.
And it's got Bender from Futurama.
That's all I have for terrible voice acting and great storytelling.
Okay. Realistically speaking, even if I had looked up games beforehand, I wouldn't have gone for five. I honestly would have only picked up two or three thinking that would be good. I didn't know you were going to pick that many.
I didn't know I was either. I went down a rabbit hole and I'm like, yep, played that. Terrible voice acting. Great game. Oh, I got to add this too. So I just went down a rabbit hole.
Oh, dude, I just thought of another one.
What?
Metal Gear.
Okay. Great storytelling. But you're talking about the original Metal Gear?
Yes.
Okay. Because they definitely got better. The level of cheese got higher
and
on some of them.
And 2 was better.
2 was two way was better with the voice acting.
I need information about Metal Gear.
Huh? Metal Gear?
Yeah. What's Metal Gear really designed for?
It's a mobile TMD. It's designed to shoot down nuclear missiles. Only for defensive purposes, of course.
Fire! I already know that Metal Gear is nothing but a nuclear-equipped walking deathmobile. Why didn't you contact me?
My codec was broken.
Is that all?
Shouldn't you just be happy we met up like this? How did you recognize me in disguise?
I never forget, lady.
The original Metal Gear.
Yeah, the original Metal Gear is straight up ass.
So there's something you like about me, huh?
Yeah, you've got a great butt.
Oh, I see. First it's my eyes, now it's my butt. What's next?
On the battlefield, you never think about what's next.
I gotta give them credit, though, for trying to be epic and cinematic, and I think they wanted to go over the top with the voice acting to give it that, like, feel of epicness, but...
Uh-huh.
But if you can't laugh at yourself, I guess you're doing it wrong.
Snake, are you okay? Snake? Snake!
Snake!
great acting, great voice acting, great storytelling. What do you got, Derp?
First one I'm going to do is a weird one, but it's all narration. So the it's just a narrator I'm talking about here, but Children of Morta. That game that I played about a year and a half ago on our stream and beat, the narrator and the way the story was told was great. And the narration sequences with the way it was told in between like dungeon runs, it would go back to the house and it would do some narration and tell a story to expand the world a little bit.
Yeah.
And just, dude, it was great.
Near the house stood a shrine to Rhea Dana, goddess and daughter of the land of Rhea, and a being of comfort. Margaret sought answers. There was only the faint whisper of something dark, something hungry. The old seer's bones felt the weight of their age as she climbed.
The narrator was so good, and that game was amazing, and it's what drove me to complete it, was the storytelling and how well that narrator did.
Children of Morta?
Yes. It's like an overhead style dungeon crawler where you go and you fight until you die type thing.
Okay.
That was fun, though. I enjoyed that game a lot.
My game, in my opinion, set the stage of what voice acting should be in a video game. They raised the bar this game.
Okay.
Like, when they started adding voices to games, it blew my mind. But then the bar got raised beyond Resident Evil when we hit the PS2 and got Legacy of Kain: Soul Reaver 2.
Yeah, Soul Reaver 2 is really good. They had really top-notch voice acting in that. Legacy of Kain 1 had top-notch voice acting in it, realistically, but the voices, they were a little disconjointed.
They definitely improved their game with 2. 1 was very impressive, because even with that one, I'm like, wow, this is epic. But when you get to 2, they took their characters and just pushed them. And I'm like, this is a PS2 game. This is great. You don't see this in video games. Usually it's over the top and cheesy. Now they were serious, and you could tell when they're just the way they spoke to each other. It was great.
Show yourself, Kain.
Here, Raziel.
Uh-oh.
Everything is decided here. You cannot comprehend the magnitude, the rapture, the tragedy of this moment. And yet you must. If Nosgoth is to be dragged from the wreckage of its damnation.
I understand only this, Kain. That you and Mobius have impelled me to this moment simply means I can trust neither of you. I don't know who's pulling the strings, but it no longer matters, because I'm cutting them. I set my own course from here.
If it were only that simple.
Yeah, they raised the bar with that game.
So, I could just go on a rant of multiple games that have great voice acting, though. Like, overall. Like, Children of Morta just stuck out in my mind because of the fact I beat it, and that voice narration just drove me to beat it. But, like, games like Red Dead, Red Dead 2.
Yeah.
BioShock series.
Yeah,
all of them.
I agree.
Detroit Become Human. That one. The one from Quantic Dream.
Yeah.
Last of Us, any of those story games, like from Sony themselves, like most of the Sony exclusives have games that are amazing. Shit, God of War, the new God of War.
Absolutely.
Older God of War, not so much.
They went over the top, but that was their style.
Yeah, but the new God of War for PS4 was hands down amazing.
So I put down The Last of Us for mine, and I basically said felt like playing a heavily acted drama.
Yep.
If you were to give an Oscar to a video game, it would be this one. Do you remember? Like, The Last of Us, like, the first 15 minutes of the game had me in tears.
It's okay, baby. We're safe. We're safe. Hey, we need help.
Stop!
Please. It's my daughter. I think her leg is broken.
Stop right there!
Okay. We're not sick.
Got a couple of civilians in the outer perimeter. Please advise.
Eddie, what about Uncle Tommy?
We're gonna get you to safety and go back for him, okay? Somebody, we've just been through hell. Okay, we just need... Shit. Oh, no. Sarah. Move your hands, babe. I know, baby, I know. Listen to me, I know this hurts, baby. You're gonna be okay, baby, stay with me. I'm gonna pick you up. I know, baby, I know it hurts. Come on, baby, please. I know, baby, I know. Sarah. Baby. Don't do this to me, baby. Don't do this to me, baby. Come on.
That's powerful. That's that is great acting.
Yeah. The beginning of that game was hands down one of the best open games.
Really was. It really was. So, but I've got one that's kind of, I think it's great voice acting and I think it's great storytelling. Ghostbusters the video game, dude.
Yeah, because it's got your favorite people on it. Or people who do a very good job at sounding like the people.
No, they hired the original actors.
Oh, they did hire the original. I wasn't sure on that one. I'm okay.
No, they literally brought everyone back. And they also helped write it, too, which is great. But it felt like, see, it's a different type of game than Last of Us. But when you get the original actors and the original writers, like, you feel like you're playing...
That was your Ghostbuster 3 without Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Exactly. That's what it was for a very long time.
Whoa. If this place were any more dead, we need a coroner.
Egon used to be a licensed coroner.
No kidding.
It's just a hobby now. This is disappointing.
No. Disappointing is the Jets losing in the last 2 minutes. Not being covered in slime by phantom ghouls out to kill us doesn't exactly make me reach for a hanky. Why they shut down? You guys didn't bang the place up that bad last time you were here.
If this place is a mandala note, a few burnt walls and broken ceilings are the last thing that anybody's...
And smashed furniture, broken chandeliers, destroyed paintings, shattered vases, probably some minor structural damage.
Thanks, Egon. My point being that there's more to worry about here than some minor cosmetic issues.
You basically got an authentic Ghostbusters experience, and it was all top-notch.
I can see that. One game, obviously I'm playing it right now, so I'm not done with it. But the way they storytell, the cutscenes are really well done. Everything's insanely well voice acted. Like, all the voice actors are actually really good in it. And that's Kingdom Come. Like, just playing it right now, I'm going to add it to my list because the voice acting is just great. They do a good job at portraying emotion, being angry, being sad, all that fun stuff. Like, it's, the cutscenes just show emotion. They do what they're supposed to do. It gets the point across, and it just feels good. It's not, you know when you hear bad voice acting, but none of them have been bad yet, as far as I can tell.
That's awesome.
All the lords act like lords. They sound like lords.
Father, why did you leave Prague? Who ever heard of a master swordsmith making horseshoes in a village?
I had my reasons, Hal. And here I have your mother and you. Why would I want any other life?
Do you remember Emperor Charles?
I do. Life was good under his reign.
Better than now.
He built half of Prague and a score of castles, had a bridge made over the Moldau, and founded a university, and all without a war. He knew how to rule.
Better than Wenceslas.
Better by far. But Wenceslas doesn't have it easy. It's hard to step into the shoes of someone whose like is born only once a thousand years.
Okay, we'll go on a sidebar here. Kingdom Come is a very different first-person, like, medieval open-world game. Like, you would come in expecting, like, Elder Scrolls type, but the combat is very different because it works on a swing in a certain direction combat system. Like, it gives you a star with 5 points, and then you move your, like, mouse cursor or the joypad up, and then you hit your attack, and you'll swing up to down, or, like, down to the side to up to the left, and you tell it which way you want to swing. And then you can do, like, blocking and dodging with perfect blocks, perfect dodges, stuff like that. But it's a very different combat system. It's got a very different lockpicking and pickpocketing system. Like, the lockpicking, you have to get in the right spot of the lock, and then you hit the button to turn the lock, but you have to keep the little bubble moving around in that spot as the wheel turns to make sure you keep it in the right spot to turn the lock.
Okay.
Otherwise, the lockpick will break. With pickpocketing, you have to be behind them, and then you hold a dot on them and move it around on their body to make sure it stays counting up. Because once it starts to go red, you need to let go so you can pick their pocket. And however many seconds you held it on there is how many seconds you get to go around a little radio wheel and unlock items that are in their pocket and then exit out of their bag. So it, like, it, you get time to unlock the stuff out of their bag and get the fuck out before they catch you.
It sounds very precise.
It's different.
Okay.
It's a very new feeling system compared to the standard lockpick and, oh, open their bags, try to pull stuff out and not get caught.
Cool. All right. Kingdom Come. Let's go.
And it's beautiful. It's fucking beautiful.
I have seen it. It is actually really pretty.
But aside from that, yeah. That was random tangent.
Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
They brought Kevin Conroy back, and they brought Mark Hamill back.
Yep.
And they put their characters, they pushed them to the limit. That game was amazing, but their performances sold it.
Hey, Sharpie. Love what you've done with the place.
That's Warden Shop to you. Bowles!
Yo, Frankie! How's the wife and kids? You miss me?
Shut it, clown!
A lot of people here really want to talk to you.
Really? I don't mind walking. Ugh. Not so tight, boys. You'll crease the suit.
Get that filthy degenerate out of here.
Warden, something's not right. I'm going with him.
Realistically, all the Batman games are amazing, minus Origins. I'm just going to say Origins just because it was not done by Rocksteady. WB did copy and paste method and just threw their own story on it.
It's a good game. That one gets so much bad rap. That, dude, I loved Arkham Origins. Jesus Christ. Why does everybody hate on this game? It is such a fun game.
Because it was legitimately, they legitimately just took the code, copy and pasted it, and it didn't have the same feel to the other games as far as
story. It's an origin story. It was not weak. It was not weak. No. And they had villains in there that are like not the main popular villains that you actually go to the real Batman, like you go to the roots of the lore, dude. You got Deathstroke, you got Black Mask. How can people be? It's a great game!
Because you love everything.
Well, I actually played the game, and I actually enjoyed it. It plays like the other ones. It does feel different, but it's supposed to. The only thing that threw me off was Chris Redfield is voicing Batman.
Black Mask, put a bounty on my head. Where is he? Where is he? Where's he going? Where's the Joker? Where's the Penguin? Where is the extortion data?
Talk, or you won't be walking anywhere, ever.
But he's a younger Batman, so you got that going for you, which is nice.
This is like where we're going to disagree about Final Fantasy.
Which one?
The movie.
Oh. Whatever.
The one that doesn't exist.
Whatever, I'm over that. I don't care anymore. You know what? I'm playing Batman Arkham Origins on stream. We're playing in 2022. You heard it here, folks. It's such a good game. I loved that game. Granted, Rocksteady didn't do it, and even if Warner Brothers did copy and paste, but at least it still plays like the other games.
Let me rephrase. It's not an epically terrible game. Don't get me wrong on that. It's just very mediocre. It is not what I have come to expect from the Batman games and what I want to come out of it.
Okay, well, what exactly is mediocre about it? Like, I don't get it.
Story-wise, it didn't pull me in like the other ones did. Like, I wasn't interested. I don't know why. I just wasn't interested.
Okay.
That was just my personal feel. I was not interested in where they were going with it.
Okay.
And it just felt off.
That
didn't feel right.
That's what I wanted to know. Now it makes more sense. I mean, games do gotta grab you.
Did you have any more on your list for that one, buddy?
No, that was it.
Okay, so we're going to go to the last one, because we're not going to do the other one. That one's kind of dumb, where it would be, you know, great voice acting, but terrible story. Unless you have one of those that you can come off with the top of your head.
You know, I actually tried to see if I could find one, and I can't. It's either a great game with terrible voice acting, or a great game with great voice acting.
Yeah, I got nothing. I can't come up with great voice acting to a terrible game. Resident Evil 6? Everyone hates 6, but the voice acting's always great in that, right?
Huh.
I mean, everyone hates 6 for whatever reason. I've never completed it. It's the one Resident Evil I haven't been able to complete and play. So I don't know why everyone hates it.
I didn't hate it.
But a lot of people consider it one of the worst out of the whole thing.
It's not my favorite, but I didn't hate it.
But it comes up on the list as a possible great voice acting terrible game, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, yeah, I guess it depends. Like, I'm going, based off of this list, I'm going with games that I've played, that I've experienced, versus what the world says. So, if, in my opinion, you should play the game with me.
We still need to play the game. We were planning this.
Yeah, we were planning on playing Resident Evil 6. I want to play 6, and it's co-op, and it's great. It's not the best Resident Evil, but it's got some great parts. It's not a terrible...
Oh, I guarantee, because it's got a lot of cinematic epicness, but I think that's what drew people away from it, because it's so cinematic and it was more towards action than horror.
Oh, for sure. The game is basically Resident Evil meets Michael Bay. Like, they went all out. But every campaign has a different flair to it. Like, Chris is all action. Leon has some horror. More puzzles on Sherry's and Jake's. And then there's Ada has a solo mission.
Okay. We shall do.
It's worth playing. Great voice acting. Not the best Resident Evil, but it's not the worst.
Well, no, we obviously know the worst, and that's up next on Bad Voice Acting and Bad Game.
Resident Evil Survivor. We brought this
and
up
we've
before.
We've talked about it before.
We have. We have brought this up before. Let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. All right, well, here, what was the issue with Resident Evil Survivor? Some of the most atrocious voice acting I have ever heard.
Hello, can you hear me? Who are you? What are you doing? Answer me! I know you think that I'm a murderer, but you're wrong. I would never do anything like that.
It's way worse than Resident Evil 1, in my opinion. Resident Evil 1's cheesy, but we enjoy it. Jill Sandwich loved it. This one is...
I may have been a bad person, but that was before. That's not who I am now. That's right. At the request of my friend, Leon S. Kennedy, I came here to investigate. Oh, yes. I remember. I remember everything.
It was like they weren't even trying. Seriously, if there was anybody who was like... testing this game, I'm sure somebody would have put down on a notepad or a pen and paper that says, fix your fucking voice acting.
Quote unquote, fix your fucking voice acting.
Let's backtrack. Let's backtrack. The worst voice acting in a game, and the game's horrible.
Enough said.
That's all I got to say about that one. It's the only thing I could come up with. Terrible voice acting, terrible game.
Terrible voice acting, terrible game. Yeah, as far as it goes, that's like the one I could come up with was Survivor.
And you know what?
But it's like...
I do find it funny that you and I both thought of the same exact game.
Well, it's because it's so recent in our minds. It's the first thing that always comes to our mind that is terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, we could go to Silent Hill 2 HD remake.
I'm not...
Because they recasted the voices on that.
They did, but I'm not going to count that because it's a remake.
It doesn't exist in your mind because it's so bad.
Well, it's still a great game, even if the voice acting's terrible.
Including the lack of fog and the able to see into the far distances to the lands that don't actually exist or shouldn't exist and take away from the experience.
So the HD remasters are terrible, but... the game itself is still an amazing game. It's not...
The story is. It's about the story here. It's about the story, people.
Right. Great storytelling, great voice acting. If we're going to talk about the HD remakes, or remasters, whatever you want to call them, the remasters, they were not remade. Well, at this point, they probably were because they fucked it up. But anyway, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. We've already talked about Silent Hill HD Collection enough times.
I know. I'm not talking about the game in general. I went off and started talking about the game in general. No, it's just about the story. Yes, Silent Hill 2 is a great game.
Yes. But the HD remaster can die in a fire, and I just keep thinking of the fact that Omega brought this up during his extra live stream.
Despite having listened to the entire podcast twice, I don't remember anything that was talked about.
Sometimes I forget, too.
Yeah.
I listened to it some of an earlier episode this morning, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot that was the thing.
Yeah.
It made me chuckle. Gave me some ideas.
Anyway, Silent Hill HD Collection.
Fuck you! The irony was we were talking about that in an episode I was listening
Watch
to.
Your profanity.
Watch your profanity.
We had a great chuckle. That was funny. I loved it. I loved it.
Yes.
Now, Derp, before we started this podcast, you were talking about an honorable mention.
What was the honorable mention? I forgot.
Amazing voice acting, terrible storytelling.
Wait, we were just trying to do that, though, and I couldn't remember.
Dark Souls.
Oh, God, yes. That was where we were going to go. Yes, great voice acting, terrible storytelling. Holy shit. Anything from Software. From Software sucks at storytelling. So bad. So bad. All of their stories are told through items that you pick up. And it's not even a legitimate storytelling. It's just a history on the item. Or just a flavor text, and you have to kind of figure out the story behind the item yourself. But their voice actors are so fucking good.
You're no Hollow, Thank goodness. I'm done for, I'm afraid. My insides are damaged. I'll die soon, then lose my sanity. I can feel it coming. I wish to ask something of you. You are a godsend to come at this moment.
So fucking good. The best in the industry, I feel. Like, they're not even known voice actors. They're just random people, probably in-house, and they do fucking amazing.
Praise the sun.
Like, just go through any of the voices. Select a random person from that game. It does not matter who. And listen to their voice lines, and it will be gold. Like, I can't... There's not a single freaking voice actor in any of the... From Soft games and any of Dark Souls or Bloodborne that I can pick out that is bad. Not even any of the low-end zombies are bad.
All right.
Some of them are better voice actors than the one from the original Resident Evil. And all they do is grunt. Yes.
Hot takes.
Yes.
With Derp Taku.
You know what really grinds my gears? Voice acting.
Well, that was it. That, my friend, was epic.
Yes. And yes, I was a bad one this time. I just came up and kind of went random on my things. And Blue's glaring at me angrily, like, why the fuck didn't you look up any of this shit?
Look, you gave me a topic. I found it very important. You're like, oh, shit, I gotta find games I played that I can fit in these lists. And I did. I did my homework.
I'm going to use the COVID card, damn it.
And you know what? I'll allow it.
Don't hate me because I'm bad at what I do. Hate me because I had COVID.
I don't hate you. I'm glad you're feeling better.
I know. I did a bad and I didn't do my homework and I was dumb. I like doing things off the top of my head because I feel there's more emotion behind it rather than looking at a piece of paper. But I understand I should write down some things, but
that's fair. Didn't. Well, I mean, you still came up with some great games and we both agreed with a lot of them. We both came up with some of the same games, which is great.
My brain hurts.
I know.
Mr. Star Fox. That's what I don't remember. Did Star Fox Adventure? Star Fox Adventures had voice acting, didn't it?
It did, and it was excellent.
Was it? Or was it actually epically bad?
No, it was excellent. There's nothing wrong with that game at all.
I feel you're lying to me.
Okay.
I can't remember it.
Okay. Your little dinosaur Triceratops buddy was kind of annoying.
Come on, Fox. We'll make a great team,
Okay, but if you mess up just once, I'll send you straight back to mommy.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Good. But then again, every game has an annoying character. That doesn't mean it's a terrible voice acting game.
Oh, you mean Claptrap?
He's hilarious.
Except in 2.
I thought he was fine in 2. I thought he was my favorite character, too.
He was pathetic and sometimes annoying.
Well, that...
They made him pathetic.
Well, that sounds like a problem with the player.
As he goes to drink his empty beer and laugh into the glass.
There's still foam in it. If you guys have any favorite games that have terrible voice acting but great storytelling, or great voice acting and great storytelling...
Hit us up in the Discord.
Yes, please, hit us up in the Discord. And if you can come up with a runner-up for a terrible voice acting and terrible game beyond Resident Evil Survivor, please, we want to know. Because it's the only thing we could come up with.
We didn't research too much, but it was the one game that came up into our mind.
What are you talking about? I researched.
Exceedingly.
I looked at every game on my shelf. And I still could only come up with one.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure we'll come up with something. Derp, I'm glad you're feeling better.
I'm glad I'm feeling better.
We'll do this again soon.
Yes, stream later this week for me. Scarlet Nexus, gotta beat it.
Yeah. Onimusha Dawn of Dreams is next up for me.
And not only will you catch us in your dreams, you'll catch us
at the drop of a paradigm.